For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Gwadnin with a rundown of this evening's local headlines for March 15th, 2023. A man is accused of burglarizing a home. According to a news release, Bonneville County Sheriff's deputies were called to a residence sometime before noon yesterday after a homeowner reported a man burglarizing his home. The homeowner was able to provide a description of the man and his vehicle. Deputies were able to identify the man as 47-year-old Eric Lee Allen White. They also found the stolen item in White's vehicle. White was arrested and taken to the Bonneville County Jail, where he has been booked for burglary. White is also a suspect in several other burglary cases in the area that deputies are currently investigating. A missionary for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints passed away on Friday morning. According to a statement from Sam Penrod, a spokesman with the church, 26-year-old Elder Jean Lendo Fuati of the Democratic Republic of the Congo passed away unexpectedly on Friday morning. He had been serving in the Mubaji Mai mission in his home country since August of 2021. Elder Fuati died in the hospital a short time after he started feeling ill. His cause of death is still undetermined, but he experienced symptoms related to a cardiac event while he was in the hospital. Madison County Emergency Management is encouraging residents to be prepared for possible flooding. Emergency Management has been working with volunteer groups to fill and position sandbags where needed. Residents are not in any immediate danger, but if you are concerned about your area flooding, you can purchase a sandbag and call City Hall at 208-359-3020 to schedule a time to get it filled. If you are experiencing flood damage, please call 911 or submit a report to Emergency Management. For more information on how to prepare for flooding, go online to BeReadyMadison.org. In other church news, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints donated 332 personalized wheelchairs and mobility accessories to the Mexican state of Tamaulipas. According to the church's newsroom, the state's governor and president of the State System for Integral Family Development presided at the official handover ceremony. Together, they recognized the trained therapists who personalize wheelchairs for the needs of individual users. The state's governor thanked everyone who participated in the good atmosphere that had been created around service. She also said she hoped it could serve as a springboard for more projects where they could collaborate for the well-being of the people of Tamaulipas. A local Latter-day Saint leader who made the donation on behalf of the church said the church's objective is to work together with local organizations to understand the needs of the population, as well as training people and caregivers and providing support for the repair and maintenance of donated items. Thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday. These have been your evening headlines for March 15th, 2023. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed as always. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. Join me again tomorrow for more local news. I'm Chandler Gwadnin, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.